Kufama Dalam Bay is the bottom line. So Misha said, a suffix and a drunkenness, you're not Mechalul Shabbos to do the Mila. Rabbi Huda says, by drunkenness, that you are Mechalul Shabbos. Son of Bonan, this is Orlo Soy, Via Mashmini Yimobus Orlo Soy, Siddharshan Orlo Soy Valdai. The word Orlo Soy means it has to be definitely an Orlo. So Orlo Soy Valdai Dechus Shabbos, Loy Suffolk Dechus Shabbos. So, but in case where it's a suffix, whether it has a din of an orlo, which is that you're supposed to be do mila on right now, it's not derech Shabbos. So we go through the examples of that. Number one, orlo savadai derech Shabbos, ula androgynous derech Shabbos. So the mila but androgynous is not derech Shabbos. I remember androgynous derech Shabbos. He holds that it is derech Shabbos. The honors chorus, and if he doesn't do mila, he's guy of chorus. Also, vade derchas Shabbos, or learn another ben shmoshes derchas Shabbos, because it's not definitely this man to do the mila on this child yet. I'm not sure if this is the seventh day or the eighth day. And. The child which is born mohol, like we're going to see doesn't seem that there's an orla there, but it could be what it is that the skin of the orla really is just there, but it's attached down so tightly it looks like that's the regular skin. That's not clear what it is. Therefore, it's not derech Shabbos. Shibisham Urmim Tzorach Lahatif Mimeno Dam Bris. The Tanakhama's version of the Machlokes Tzitzin Beis Shammai Mishilul is that by Nolad Kishumol, so Beis Shammai says you have to do a process, you have to cause at least to bleed, a Tavis Dambris. Mishilul says you don't need to do that. So that process would not be Derech Shabbos. Amrim Rishim and Elozer. His version of Machlokes Beis Shammai is different. Lo nechleku Beis Shammai sila al nerla kushumol shetzarach lahatei ben adam bris. Nerla, which is mol, definitely needs hatavas dam bris. Nesha orla kavusha, we consider definitely that there's an orla there, but the orla has been kavush, which has been like pressed down. So you can't cut it off because it's attached, but you have to at least do a tavas dam bris. Alma nechleku. A ger sheniskar kushumol, a ger had a full ma'isa mila, an Arab which they have mila. Then he decided to become a ger. What's over there? Vishami emrim tzarach lahatav menu dam bris. Vishil emrim enu tzarach lahatav menu dam bris. That's where the machlokes is. But over here definitely there's a din of a tapas dam bris, and that's not derech Shabbos though. Let's see, Rashi. We'll see for that further down the Yomid where that discussion goes. Let's see, Rashi. Or let's say Vali Dech Shabbos, the bottom Rashi and Kuflam and Dalam and Beis. High Kro, Vyamashmini, the Afinan Minea, Philip Shabbos, Xibis Sefe, or the Soy. The Mashma Miuta, his Orla, its Orla, or Losser Shal Ze, or Loshal Ocher, Shal Acher, Mute Suffolk also. It could have written, Vyamashin Yimobasar, or Law, what's Orla Soy? His. Saying only this person as opposed to somebody else's. So who is that? That's coming to exclude a case of suffix. Androgynous. Suffix, and androgynous, we deal with this as the Tanakhama deals with androgynous as a suffix. Do we deal with him have a digging of a male, which is a requirement of male or not? Vanilla ben Ashmosh's nami suffix is manoi, who is also suffix. The suffix is this is the right time. Suffix is manoi, maybe it's not the right time. B'chein yolid mo sofek shema orla kvushahi. That there's a possibility that the orla is kavush, which means the or dobek bebasir, that the outer layer of the or ha'orla is just attached to the basir, which is beneath it, to the way, the point that it's not, it seems to be that there's no orla. Now the Bryces said Vali is loyche, not suffik. And then I gave you three examples. So what was the first phrase coming to tell us? I mean, we basically covered all the possibilities. Tosha just raises the question. I mean, would we really think that a suffik Benish Moshes is Deuch HaShabbos? I mean, if it's not this man mitzvah yet, obviously it can't be Deuch HaShabbos. So Suffolk, you couldn't be Mechal HaShabbos me Suffolk. So Tosis says that the Re says that the Pasuk is not coming to tell me that case. The case is obvious. It's just what's mentioned. That it's so, you know, so like, but you wouldn't need a Pasuk to tell me that. Would be obvious, that, you know. But on Dragonis, supposed to come and tell me that he didn't. The din of milah on Jorgenis is a din milah sofik, not a din milah svaray, and therefore it's not derech of the Shabbos. Right. Well, we count Yom HaShemini. We don't count Meis La'Eis. You count the day the child is born as day one. The child is born on Shabbos. You do Mila on Shabbos, right? So I was Mila Ben Shmosh is at the end of Shabbos. Unless she was born on Shabbos, and therefore the next Shabbos is day eight, or it was really considered Motzei Shabbos. You know, that's theoretically true, but again, you know, you're saying theoretically, if I had an exact clock and I knew exactly what point that is in Menesh Moshes, and next week when the sun has moved a little bit, I would be able to approximate exactly that exact same spot. Theoretically, that would be true, but that's a lot of ifs. I understand, but that's true. But do I know exactly what point that is in the process of the sun setting? And to give you the exact, now the sun, that's not true the week later, because the day is different the week later. So I have to get the exact same proportion exactly. Right? So in general, the average person is not going to be able to produce that.
The average person, yeah. Right. Right. Does the suffix, but let's say the sub, you know, Banish Mashos is between, let's say, you know, 7:30. Okay, do all the minutes within 7 and 7:30 treated the same, or is it?
Well, that was the question we had before. According to the review, Biosi, I think it was. It's some point during that time. Mm-hmm. And according to Behuda, the whole thing is called Benish Moshes. Right? And we have a cloak, is how we pass it.
Okay. But it would work out better, I mean, if
we do achieve that. Right, the problem is we have a how we pass it. So we couldn't do that. So it says that it's an asmachta ba'alma. That Benish Moshe is an asmachta ba'alma. It's obvious that you wouldn't do it during that time. That Tosis says, so what's the Iker Pasuk coming for? Tosis goes to a few possibilities. One possibility, the Iker Pasuk is coming for Androgynous. One possibility, the opposite. Actually, the Iker Pasuk is going, before we know, Androgynous is a mitzvah milah, and obviously I'm not going to do it on Shabbos. The Moras Machlokes later on, the Yehuda learns out that didn't Mila by an adrager some extra pasuk called Zocher. Chacham use the word call for something else. Something should have a chiyav Mila. So obviously not going to be there for Shabbos. So the Iker pasuk is coming from another Kushamol or vice versa. Tosis goes to both ways. Okay, Rashi Yehuda Imer. The Kamei Yalef Milsim. Yehuda learns out his halacha that adrager is there for Shabbos and pasuk. So the pastor is saying, even according to Beshamah, that you need to do a Tavas Dan Bris, you don't do it on Shabbos. According to Basil, you don't have to do anything. It's obvious you don't do it on Shabbos. Or you don't do anything on Shabbos. That's what you have to do. Sarach Lahatif, Chashin and Shema, Orla Kavushahi. We deal with it as a possibility of an Orla Kavusha. Comes along, the Shimon Elozu says that you definitely have to do a Tavas Dan Bris by an elin mohol, mechalik is by ger. The lack of shum sofik orlo, it's a vare milo, going a rabbi mohol, which they've done a full milo. The question is there a locha of doing a tavas dan bris? Bishami says yes, Bishila says no. Amar mar. Okay, the Brisa said, well, I sofik derechas a Shabbos. Lasuye mai. So if we made a list of everything which is possible, so the phrase Sofik has to tell me, come and tell me something. So what's it coming to tell me? So the Mursa says, Asuye ha the Taraban. It's coming to me, but that which the Chachamim learn in Braisa, Ben Shiva Mechalin Labas Shabbos, Ben Ches Ein Mechalin Labas Shabbos. Ben Ches Bizman Chazal was not. The Tosafot points out that Ben Ches means it's a Vare Ben Ches, like we'll see. So the parents have been together, and then they've been perished. So you know, Vali that was born as a Ben Ches.
Ben Ches to Adasha.
Yeah. So the Mora says that a child can be born after Zayin Chadashim, or a child can be born after nine Chadashim he's born. During the eighth month, he can't survive. So Ben Ches, you're not there for Shabbos. The Moresh learns from Sukkim. Pashas, they had a Masar around it. So that's a Din Vare. Now, let's say Saba Ben Zayin, Saba Ben Ches, and Mechalan Lobos of Shabbos. Saba Ben Ches, that since it's a suffix, whether it's a ben zayin or ben ches, it's not derech Shabbos. Now, the Brisa continues and says, ben shmerna hareu ke evan, was the thought of the person, if they would know vadai that he's a ben ches, there's no din of mechal Shabbos to save the child's life either, because he's not going to survive. There's no din of chay yishoy, even on it's considered that the child's already Kevin, it's like it's done with. I will imo shecho menikasev nesakana, but the mother can nurse the child because of the sakana. Rashi says the sakana of the mother not expressing her milk. Tosafot says that nowadays we move any child because we don't know exactly when they're born. And there always a Saba Ben Ches, Saba Ben Tes. If it's a Ben Tes, it's going to live. So you assume it's going to live. Tosafot says that also if there is an interesting concept, which the Mora talks about, the Mora in Yevamos, that you can have a Ben Zion which took some time to get out. That's also whatever that means. So it means it was completed if you say the child can be completed by Zion, then it stayed in until you have a mother who's overdue on a test. So you can have a mother who's overdue on a Zion. It's not a Ches. It's right. So it means some children get completed more earlier, and some don't get completed later. So Ben Ches is a child which is not completed yet. It comes out, it can't live. But a Ben Zion who was completed earlier and stays in could live. So how do you tell if the child looks like it's there's no reisa in its hair and its sipornov, it has the hair, it has the fingernails, etc. it's fully developed, so then it has a din of ben zayin, not a din of ben ches, even though it's born in ches, and it's mechal al Shabbos for it. So it's already bisman toisus that he says this. The person saying nowadays for sure, because we have any child which you have a possibility of making it viable through the incubation, etc., you mechal al Shabbos to save it, not to do mila, but to save it. So nowadays the person said that this halacha basically is not the halacha of how to deal with the menches, not the gabi mila, the gabi mechal al Shabbos doesn't apply anymore. Okay, so the Bryce is coming to tell me, Gabi Mila, you don't do Mila in that situation. Rashi will raise the question, if you can show the child totally dead, so then there's nothing wrong with cutting its skin. So if it's a suffix, it's a mamonoshach. If it's a viable child, it's a Mila. If it's not a viable child, so there's no sort of cutting it anyway. So it's Rashi. We'll see in Rashi. Rashi asks the question. We have a minute. We do mila to it. Yeah,
we do.
It's not the mitzvah of mila.
It's something different. Oh, okay.
There's no mitzvah. It's not the command of the Torah to do mila. Itmar. So Rav Amar Halacha Ketanakama, Shmuel Amar Halacha Kshemin Lozer. So we have the machlokes Tanakama Shmuel Lozer. Where is the machlokes Bisham and Bishilu? Tanakama has machlokes Bisham Bishilu is in regards to a child which is born mohol. The Basil says it does not need a Tabasam Bris. Kalim Shimon Lozer says no, Basil holds that case does need a Tabasam Bris. They're arguing by a Ravi Moho. So Rav says, like the Tanakama, that they're arguing by a child which is born Moho, and Basil says it does not need a Tabasam Bris. So that's how you pass it. Shmuel says Allah Shimon Lozer, which means a child which is born Mohul, everybody agrees, does need a Tabas Dambris. An Arabi Mohul, who comes a gear, that's where Basil says you do not need a Tabas Dambris. The Mor says, now, Rav Adar Bar Ahava Iselele Hau Yunuka Kishuhum Mohul. So the child was born Mohul. On Shabbos, so he came the next Shabbos. Ahadre atleisim mahuli mahuloi. He went to 13 different moyalim and all refused to do the mila because a child which is born mol, you don't do mila on Shabbos. But he held that you do what you do is tabas dambris. What you do is because we deal with it as. According to Shimon Lozer, that Beis Shammai still both agree that you do a Tabas Dambris by a no Lekusha Mol, which means we deal with it because it's an Arla Kavusha. So there's a Mitzvah Mila. See, it's Tech HaShabbos. They held no. That what Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai both agree, according to Shimon Lozer, is that it's a possibility of an Arla Kavusha. And therefore, Misafik, you have to do a Tabas Dambris. But it's not going to be Tech HaShabbos. Right? The Mor says the end of the story was that nobody offered to do it for him. He did it himself. The Shabbat Krushavka, and he ended up making the Shabbat Krushavka. Omer, he said, Tasi Li, the Avri Adarav. Okay, this punishment that I got is because I went against what Rav said. Rav said you pass him like Tanakama. The Mishnah says there's no din of anything on a Nolad Shemo. So. Amr Le Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Rava, about a Shmuel Le'Ovar, you're saying, like Rav, I was wrong. And according to Shmuel, you were right? No, also not. Emer Dar Meshmuel, B'chol, B'Shabbos Mi'Omar. Shmuel said that everybody, we have like a Shemuel Lozer, that everybody agrees on a Tuesday that there's a din of Atavas Dambris. They didn't say you do it on Shabbos. That's not what they said. Shmuel wasn't saying that. So Mor says, B'hu Sovar, Vali Orla Kavushahi. They deal with it as a Vali Orla Kavusha, not a Savag Orla Kavusha. The Itmar. We have the Mukhlaikas. Rabba Mer Hashin and Shema Orla Kavushahi. Rabbi Yasub Amr Vali Orla Kavushahi. So that Rabbi understood the halacha was that since there's a possibility of being an Orla Kavusha, therefore you don't have as dumb biz. And Rabbi Yosef said, no, it's definitely an Orla Kavusha. So Rabbi held like a biz. Amar Rabbi Yosef, no, amin Allah. Where did I, what's my raya that if you deal with it as a vadi Orla Kavusha? The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer HaKfar Omer, that's not where the machlokes is. The machlokes is not whether it needs a tavas dambris. Both agree, which is like that. So far he parallels with Shimon Elazar. Where is the machlokes? Aman nechlaku. Their argument is l'chal lovas hashabas. So their argument is do with that tavas dambris process the machalol Shabbos. Bisham Armim, the Chalon of the Shabbos. Bisham Armim, and the Chalon of the Shabbos. Now, some more says, La Michal, isn't that to indicate the Tanakama Sarah Michalon of the Shabbos? That the Tanakama of Rabbi Eliezer Kfar holds, everybody holds, that there would be a din of. Now, we don't have the Tanakhama, we know exactly what the Tanakhama says, but we have a Elazar Kfar responding back and saying, no, they're arguing about the Shabbos. So he's saying, indicative of the fact that the Tanakhama held, there's no more clickers got to be Shabbos. Everybody holds you are Mechal of Shabbos. And Mar says, but Dilma Tanakhama, Direk, ain't Mechal of Kamar. No. You're right, the Tanakhama holds that there's no more clickers got to be Shabbos. And Elazar Kfar says, no, there is. But what the Tanakhama said, both hold there is kilo, both hold there's not kilo, that we don't know. So you're trying to be medayik. Everybody holds that you do kilo Shabbos, i.e. everybody holds it's a body or the kavusha, according to the Tanakhama. I don't see that. Both could hold, according to what you're saying, but the Tanakhama both could hold that you're not a mechalel Shabbos. And it comes with Elazar Kfar and says, no. Beis Shammai says you are a mechalel Shabbos. Right? Where says, no, that's not true. In Cain, Rabbi Elazar Kfar, time of the Beshami, Osla Shminan. So, in general, to point out what Beshami Shita is not what the later Sinaim want to do, because that's not really significant, but possibly civil usually. So, if the Tanakhama both held, Tanakhama said both hold Ein Mechalim. Comes along Rabbi Elazar Kfar and says, no, that's not true. Beis Shammai says, yeah, Mechalalin. Right? So then his eker goal is to tell us what Beis Shammai holds. If the Tanakhama held, both held Mechalalin, because Rabbi Elazar Kfar says, Beis Hillel holds Ein Mechalalin. I understand why he felt it, what he's trying to say. But according to what you're suggesting, that both hold Ein Mechalalin, so Beis Hillel now is consistent. The Rilozik Kfar's main point was to say that Beis Shammai holds yes, Mechal, and that's not Mistab. The Morse says back that Dilma Havikamar Lo Nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Davar Zeh. You really the Tanakhama both hold Tanakhama hold the both hold Ein Mechal, and they're arguing in regards to weekdays. Is there din of a tavas dam bris bechla? Like that's Tanakhama holds. And Rabbi Elazar Kfar came along and said that no. The Tanakhama and the Beis Shammai still do not argue regards to on a Tuesday what you do. There's a machlokes. The machlokes about something else. But there was, you're asking me why would Elazar Kfar go out of his way to tell me what Beis Shammai holds? That's his whole tachlis. That's what's the purpose of that? We don't pass on Beis Shammai anyway. No, Elazar Kfar says it's going out of his way to be mazber because he's responded. You will learn that there's a machlokes Beis Shammai still regards to what to do on a weekday. And Beis Hillel holds you don't do the Tavas Dam Bris, and that you're wrong. both emes will agree that there's a little tumas on bris on a weekday. So he needed to tell me that. He says, okay, then he says, okay, aye, so what's the machlokes? It's about Shabbos. In other words, but that wasn't his main point. So the more it remains right now that we have no riots or Yosef's point of Orlik Vali Orlik Khush. Tarsus says the Kanaits over here that Rav Lezer Kfar is going back on the Tanakhama of the Brisa before. The Tanakhama of the Brisa before says that they're arguing whether you need to tell us on Bris or not. Comes along with Rav Shimon Lozal, everybody agrees you need to tell us on Bris. They're arguing by Ger Shenitzkaya. Rav Lezer Kfar says that it comes along and says that Rav Shimon Lozal, I agree with you that they're not arguing with Rav Shimon Bris, but where they did argue was regards to the din of whether you're Mechal Shabbos or not. In other words, his response is back to Shimon Lozal. So the Gemara is understanding that Rabbi Yosef is understanding that the diuk of that he's saying is that according to the Tanakhama, according to Shimon Lozer. Rav Shimon Lozer would, who Tanakhama said they're arguing with God whether Nisa Tavas Tempris. And you're not Mechal Shabbos for it. Because Rav Shimon Lozer says, no. Everybody knows you need a Tavas Tempris. They're arguing about what's with the gear. Now, what does Rav Shimon Lozer hold in regards to Mechal Shabbos? He came along and said, the Tanakhama said they're arguing whether you need to have a Tabbis, yes or no. You're not Mechal Shabbos. Because even according to the Shammai, it's a Sophic, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Comes on Shimon Wilson and says, no, Vada, everybody agrees you need to have a Tabbis. And they're arguing, not only whether you need Mechal Shabbos, like Rav Lozer Kfar says, they're arguing whether what's with the gear. So, what does Shimon Lozer hold in regards to Shimon Lozer being the first Tana who argued on the Tanakhama? It comes to Rav Lozer Kfar, says, no, you, my Shimon Lozer got it wrong. So Shimon Lozer is the Tanakhama that Lezer Kfar is responding to. And so what does he hold to Gabi Chilul Shabbos? So he holds everybody agrees you need to do the Tavas and Bris. So Rabbi Yosef is Bimadai. Apparently Shimon Lozer holds that everybody agrees you need to Chilul Shabbos. Because the Vadi or the Kavusha. And we're saying, no, that's not what he's saying. He said that's not where they argue. They argue when they have something else. That says this version. See Rashi. Ben Chesed Michal Lov Sharei Kemesu. Maybe Lo said the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah milo, so you can't do it. Vikasha in Kain Lav Chilul. So that's not Chilul. Sharei Kemechatik Bebaser Meis. So come on, more than more as the kasha. Nami muki haichilu b'machshiri mila. Believe it or believe it. So you're right. The actual ma'isa mila, no problem. We have a manoshach. If it's a ben zayin, it's a mitzvah. If it's a ben tez, it's a mitzvah. If it's a ben ches, it's not an aveira. So like, why shouldn't we do it? The answer is according to Eliezer, machshiri mila decha. You want to go do machshiri mila because of a suffic mila that you can't do. Yes, the kodem shecholav. Shecholav haraba bedadeha mavia ledecherli, because of the milk which is there, which is going to cause her to be ill. And the Bach points out there's a Rashi in Yevomas which says kana shneim, which means whatever you can do with the child, which is not an aveira, will do. It's kind of katana kama aliva the basilo the umr in tzarek lahatemeno dambris. So he went. So Ravada Hadra Tresa Mahuloi Shiatipa Meno Dambis Larotsu Nomimadum Shum the Shabbos Havoi Philip Shamay Savaku and Machal Shina Machal Shabbos. As Shabbos Khrushchevka, who Atsum Mola, he did it himself. I saw Khrushchevka, Shakatam and again, he cut off part of the gin by trying to get off the Tavas Dambris. So he said, I got it for out of Rav, Namar Ein Sarach Lahatav. I went against Rav, who said, you don't have to do it, so I deserve the punishment. So Moshe said, Rav Nachman said, even according to Shmuel, but Shabbos Miyamar, Hosveku was only a Safik. Who suffered? Rav Ada suffered the body or the Kvushihi, or Mechal Alina. He also, you'd rather do a Tavis Tavris, which is like Rabbi Yosef Shita. So Rabbi says, Chashin Hodom Rav Shimon Lozer, the Dibre called Sarach Lahatav, a sveka kamer means you do it because of a suffix. Ubechol Hashem orla kavushahi. It's possibly an orla kavusha. And then in Shabbos, not mivari lemechalin. So if you can't do chilul, Rabbi Yosef holds vari orla kavushahi, and therefore he would hold you do it on Shabbos because mechalina. Let's hold this last Rashi's la mechal tadakam. We'll leave for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. We have a short. We'll get behind, but hopefully by Thursday is a very short omen. So I'll give a chance to catch up. So.